Good morning.
All right. Well, first, it's probably been a kind of a long night already trying to follow this story involving Mike Babcock. What's the latest that you're hearing out of your end of Detroit?
When I was in contact with him yesterday evening, he said he still wasn't sure where he was going to end up next season, said it was still very much undecided, but it certainly sounds like it's between Detroit and Buffalo, with Buffalo in the lead.
And Buffalo, it sounds like, is offering a lot of money. Some reports say as much as $50 million over a 10-year deal. I'm not sure if your sources say similar, but is it coming down to a money issue or are other issues involved?
I think it sounds like it's going to come down to money at that point. I mean, that's an astronomical sum for an NHL coach and an unprecedented long-term deal. So I know Mike likes it in Detroit, and he has told me it would be easier if he stayed in Detroit for his family. But I think that's the kind of money you just can't say no to.
Yeah, most certainly. It would be difficult for all of us to say no to. Let's maybe talk a little bit more about Mike Babcock. Obviously, he's very much in demand. The Maple Leafs were also involved perhaps in these sweepstakes as well initially. But what does he bring to this situation that makes him so attractive?
Well, he's 52 years old and has built up a very impressive resume. What you hear most about him is he's a very intense guy, and he's exceptionally well-prepared. Players in Detroit say, you know, his preparation for games is second to none, and instills structure in a team, holds everybody, including himself, accountable. So there's a reason he's been successful at a relatively young age.
At the same time, he would be coming to a Sabres organization, if in fact he did come to Buffalo, that finished last in the league in the last 2 years. Obviously, there's a challenge factor there. But at the same time, are there any concerns that you're hearing out of Detroit that maybe the organization might not be prepared to, follow his lead in terms of building up this organization?
Well, I think the appeal for him in Buffalo is there's a lot of young talent, which is going to, after next month's draft with Jack Eichel, is going to be even better. So I think he looks at this as the Buffalo Sabres. Maybe he doesn't win much with them next season, but very soon after that, with his tutelage, he probably figures this is going to be a team that's going to be good for a long, long time. And that's been part of his concern in Detroit, is they're an older group. Pavel Datsyuk is going to be 37 this summer. How much longer is Detroit going to be competitive? Because they always finish, you know, in the playoffs. They've made the playoffs 24 straight seasons. So they don't get those high-end draft picks that the Sabres have been getting for quite a while. So that certainly has weighed into his decision.
And then finally, it's tough to put you on the spot here so bright and early in the morning, but if you're gut instinct regarding this, where do you think he ends up?
I think it's the money Buffalo is offering, and they have an owner who's known for getting what he wants. I think he ends up with the Sabres.
Helene St. James of the Detroit Free Press, thank you very much for your time this morning.
My pleasure, anytime.